the transfer of from what Avram was. Avram who discovered himself, the Yitzchak who discovers his relationship with Hashem. And we ended off by saying that that Yitzchak was unable to leave Eretz Yisrael because he wasn't able to leave the place where he had that vacus with Hashem that can't be attained anywhere else except in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Kuf Nun Ches, second paragraph. Shekosov, in Bereishis, he says like this. Ki Yitzchak liyosa oile tmima. Yitzchak was to be a oile tmima, a perfect offering, elevation offering. Shenit kadesh baha maria. Lo shas liboi beiska yolam hazeh. Ulipalo baad harayon. Lo shas liboi beiska yolam hazeh. Ulet paro baad harayon. The Ika Todos of Hayavidas Hashem is Barach. His Ika offspring, so to speak, was his Avidas Hashem. He didn't leave, he didn't put his heart into the workings of this world for one moment. And then for Avram to get Eliezer to go find him a Shidduch, because he wasn't even thinking about Shidduchim. He wasn't thinking about what will be with his descendants. He wasn't thinking about anything. The reason he did daven for children eventually was for his wife. But for him, he didn't take his mind off his avodas Hashem. His stomach cashew, why that's not called avodas Hashem? He was so double in Hashem that he didn't even think about having children, but having children and building clothes on is also a Vedas Hashem. Stop a kasha, how that you have to understand how Yitzchak's Darga was so different that for him, even having children, getting married wasn't by him considered a Vedas Hashem. You have to understand what that means. I don't know. Because somebody did get married, it was cool a Vedas Hashem. Raising Yaakov and Isaac, whatever, was all cool a Vedas Hashem. I don't know. Yitzchak Hamis is a Dvekas because Bochur Bereimt is Gosser. Yitzchak raised his cleaving to Hashem to a very high pinnacle. He's the one that inherited to us, one of Acharov, his children. Where do we get the ability to be so bound up in Hashem that we'd even give our lives up for that relationship? He was going to give up his life. The mindset that Yitzchak went through his life with, that's what he got from his father. That if it is true, if it's possible to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to give it, 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 but I am therefore prepared to give him everything, even my life. It's a posit logical process. If Hashem really wants me to give him, and he's really interested in me giving him, then what am I going to give him? The best, everything. Well, more won't he give him than your life? That's his call. Avram discovers Hashem wants me to give to, and I'm able to give to Hashem. Yitzchak says, wow, that's true. Give the best, give your life. Yeah, no, we're not saying Avram didn't have that. Avram also, we see, was most inefficient and whatever. Not saying not. But the one that very perfected this and fine tuned it was Yitzchak. Yeah. Who is the one that made this his essence? Perfected it. Avram spent most of his energy on discovering who he was, and obviously he lived his life like that. Yitzchak didn't have to spend any time discovering who he was. He knew who he was straight away, so he could spend his life perfecting, living it. Yeah, that doesn't mean that Avram discovered it and was like, you know, like we know it, but we don't really live it. No, he was living, but not to that. The notion he used here was Bereim Pisgoso. He took it to the ultimate height that one could take it. The Dumit Pisay Frim, the Svarim, Shekhoch Mesir Nefesh, Gilem Israel, the Doris of Well, of course, it's a story. It's brought down in many places that the ability that the Jews have had through the whole of history to give up their lives came from the roots that Yitzhak gave us at the Akedah. That ability that a six-year-old Jew knew that he'd give up his life rather than kiss a cross, that was inherited to him from Yitzhak. Okay. There are three orders of brachas that we make in the morning in davening. Berkas HaShachar, then there's Berkas HaTorah, and then there's Berkas Kriya Shema. Gimel Sidrei Brachas Eilu Mekuvenes Keneged Gimel Avos. Avram Yitzchak, the same way as Shachris, Mincha, Meir, the Moin Brachas says, is Tiknu Kenege and Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So to the first three sets of brachas that we make in Shachris, in the microcosm of that Tfila Shachris, are made up of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Berkas HaShachar, Avram Kuvenes Kenege Avram Yitzchak.
In order? So Avram
is Yitzchak.
In the middle is first Torah and then...
I would imagine that Berkas HaShachar is Avram, Berkas HaTorah is Yitzchak, and Berkas Kriyashma is Yaakov. I assume, but I will see, maybe I'm wrong. Kriyashma is really giving up your life. That's Yitzchak, really. So we'll see. Okay, I don't know. Let's see how he gets out of it. Because the shock, I'm a convinced Kenegger, I will be no one alone. She cares, that's main. The more can I'm a kinis at Kama and Hoshu is now by you. When you say because the shock of the way you're supposed to, you said it as a Hoshuba and Hashem's eyes. Look at what you give me, what's going on here? You said because the shock of properly, it's an enormous celebration of your relationship with Hashem. And look, kind of Shoma, Hashem Yotza, Shinosani Goy, with all the ramifications of that, and Pokeh, Evi Matias, it's an enormous celebration of love. Okay, many halal.
Right.
That's my lotion. It's an incredible celebration. So Noach once told me, he said, when I say Berkas HaShachar, that's when I realize how much Hashem loves me. I didn't know what he's talking about. I said Berkas HaShachar every day. I just thought you were going to mumble the words. I'm not supposed to think while you say them. What do you mean that's when you discover Hashem loves you? And so Berkas HaShachar properly, he said, it does. Wow, this is the whole celebration of love. So, that's Avram. Because Avram was the one who discovered how choshev he was in Hashem's eyes. That's what Berkas HaShachar teaches you. The Berkas HaShachar anu megilim at kama guf shelanu anu choshev kodesh. You realize how choshev and holy your body is. Shere roim et ibne kisei kodesh. Galur v'yodei lifne kisei kvedei. Your body's standing mamash in the kisei. My body's in the kisei kodesh. The things are going in the bathroom with my guf. That's in the kisei kodesh. Wow! That's big. You start celebrating in the Shoma. Hashem's going to guard it to me. Hashem's involved. Even I don't really understand, I don't really know what Hashem, why he thinks I'm so choshuv. Mani, global chayv, what I really give Hashem at the end of the day. What did he eat before? We all have those thoughts, yeah? What did he eat? Come on! Is that at the bank? Yeah? To make care of somebody, what he couldn't do it without me? You know, mamish needs me. We call more coming in your day, team room, Hashem, the kids. If I know that Hashem keeps my Neshama and he's guarding it within me, and if I know that my body is about to keep that covered, as I lay there, Hachoch Hashanu Ma'ani Klo Ma'ashu Be'etzem Ha'ov V'Shani Chai. Then I know that there's something that Hashem gives me around for, that's why he continues to keep me alive. I'm still alive, there must be some reason for me to be there. If every leaf on every tree, of every grain of sand, every seed, in every orange is there for a reason, otherwise it wouldn't be there. So in the stomach of the fact I'm here, it's choshuv. How do you internalize that and get that to change your levels of simcha? I don't know. If you ever discover that, let me know. I mean, the theory is possible. How do you actually get that to get you to actually walk around with a smile on your face the whole day? It's Musa Seder. But the theory is... Yeah. Lachem Mechana learned in Oy Ki Ipchus Akos Bochum Imeni. After that we realized that Akos Bochum is concerned about me. Because Zaygi in Akos Tachel. He provides me with everything I need. Because Zaygi is Kumasi, Pokech is Eine Voiseli, Kol Tachel, gives me my eyes and he straightens my body. And the pain is yet up to Akima Choshim Likim of food for Kol Broch or Broch. He gives me a belt. And he takes care of every little minor detail. I can make shoes. And later, the little design on the shoes, and now, that's all I said, going in for me to love it.
Even Nimrod.
Huh?
Even Nimrod on the shoes.
This is a terrible Kavanis connected. So, yeah, we see the order shift. You asked me in the beginning, I said, Pashas, the order should follow through. But I've been sorry, we had a problem. So yeah, you see, he's not following the order. It's a bit swell, I'm not sure why. This is a terrible conveyance connected with Yaakov Avinu. Because you know, my Titan Emes for Yaakov. And Emes for the Taylor. Titan Emes for Yaakov, you go to Emes for Yaakov. That's done! Yaakov is always the seminal of Taylor. There is Kriyashma, Kabbalah, can I get to the Shere Zoom to this Nefesh on Yichud Hashem? What's Kriyashma? Last is Hashem, Chol of Avrom, Avrom Odech, I'm ready to give up everything, even my life, for the love I have for Hashem. So why that order? Okay. Now, then, I'll call you on the day, Shere Diyah, Shere Diyah, Shere Diyah, Shere Diyah, Shere Diyah, we learn every day in order for us to do this, the mission has been given, and to fulfill its purpose, נזכר כהוא לחיזוק של עצם ג' ישראל שהנחילו בנות לפני אבתן הקדושים אבא של יעקב ונס מחז את these three foundations that inherited from our fathers זה כזה שוחר החושים האם זה תאברם זה כזה תאיר זה יעקב אבינו וחשים לסוף of our relationship to Torah and עד כדי כך זה מייס הנפש my relationship with for my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that's before you even get to Shmonesha. Now you can go into the Heichal HaKadosh and get the Kodesh HaKadosh. Now you can meet Hashem. But to meet Hashem, it's one answer. You first have to know who you are, you have to know what your relationship with Torah is, and you have to better give up your life for that relationship. Why? Because if you don't know what you're into, you have to laugh for, then you know what you're living for. And if you're not living for Hashem, then what are you living for? You know, what is more important in this world than Hashem? What is there in this world other than Hashem? That's my Yisrael Hashem and Hashem Echad. That's what Yitzhak takes the most. No, it is. If Hashem really is interested in me and he wants me to give him, then I'm going to give him everything. That means Malah. Everything. Because there is nothing else in the world other than him. Now he's a Shemon Echad. Yitzchak Avinu Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh. Chayse Metziusa Shel Yitzchak Avinu Oid B'Chayah. This aspect of giving up your life for Hashem was the reality of Yitzchak even while he was alive. You know that Yitzchak's name means death in life. You know that? What is Yitzchak? Keis Chay. Keis is the end. Chay. He's dead while he's alive. That's Yitzchak. Did you hear that? What is Yitzchak? Keis Chay. Plug into any computer, where's Flamisol today? Plug into a computer the history of the Jewish people, the history of the world, and also a computer, where the Jewish people today? They're gone long ago! And you know what? They lost! We are gone long ago! I was still here. Yitzchak! Yitzchak died on the Mizbach, whatever that means, and he got up and walked away. He gave up his life on the Mizbach, and he got up and walked away. How? Yitzchak! That's the. Kuam nam chai, aval yitzchak bechine, sha'afre, sogu, monach, with Hashem, on the Mizbach. We mentioned this yesterday. Says that the ashes of Yitzchak lie in front of Hashem. But he got up and walked up in his back. Yitzchak. good tzaddik.
Yeah.
Kuf chet.
Oh, right.
So chet yud is chayim. Tzaddik kuf.
So you have to move
kuf. Tzaddik, yeah, the order, but that's your attitude.
Oh.
Some of these other things you can get out of here. The Zohar can learn out 720 chapters just from playing around with the letters of gracious. How many is 720? Yeah? How many Zohar? 700 different gracious. For the Shabbos.
Yeah.
All 720. So the Zohar out of this stuff can also come up with one or two more.
No?
You don't talk about it. Yeah. Even after he got off the Mizbeah, he was still tied on the Mizbeah. Obviously not strictly at the level of the changes, at the level of who he'd become and what he was. He was only a Tmima. He was just able to do that while he was still alive. That was his... His desire and his aspirations and all his actions of his life was one big, I want to be an Oyle Tmima. So she said, fine, so you're an Oyle Tmima. Oyle Tmima don't walk around. Yeah, of course, Bob considers him an Oyle Tmima once, for the last. When a rain is born and taste of the Kuduzu, no God's line of a Chaya Yom Yom. We need to take this and meditate and see how this affects our day-to-day existence. No one's asking us to go to Har Maria and Lalam Isbayach and die. That's not what we're being asked to do. So what's this got to do with me? I'm not being asked to give up my life. Where do I give up my life? What's the specific? Yeah, I can understand. I've got to start getting out of this lowly feeling. I've got to say the Hoshva I am. I've got to start relating to Hashem more. I've got to say, yeah, okay, there I am. But Mesiris Nefesh, give up your life, where? You know, what was the last time you gave up your life? Or even had a 100 meter to? Where's it shining? Yeah, a bit of comfort now and again, you know. Okay, fine. Well, we call Mesiris Nefesh, you know. A bit of minor discomfort. I mean, the word Mesiris Nefesh, you see Mesiris, well, people had Mesiris Nefesh in the previous generation. We call Mesiris Nefesh, it's a busha. Mesiris Nefesh, you know. I'm not finishing the Mesiris Nefesh anymore, don't get me wrong. On that level, it's hot. I'm just trying to raise the pressure. Where do we connect to this thing of the serious message? The person who gives up his panos and he gives up his wealth and he gives up everything and his family and his mamash lech lecha and chutzah and he comes to his goal to sit and learn Torah. It's pretty good with this, but I'm saying we don't really relate to it as giving up your life. The same thing I learned in the army, the same sugars, I'm looking to promote it, and the head, and the shovels, and the sugyachas. In order to understand what's going on here, we need to learn two very deep sugyas, which are only one sugyas. Kashe yudhi chai ve yedaya, ki kol anas evoy lama kol hum es Hashem. When a person lives in this world, and he knows that everything that happens in the world comes only from Hashem, then it's a eisek hamutzlach, Shaosa or Ashir Hanifla Shamasa Vakay Haosha Zerachabo Bono Ubnai Beisra Matlichim Kol Eile Lo Bo Lo Mikoyach Kishanaitav Lo Koycha Veitzim Yadi Oysin Ez Achayla Ze Ela Kol Hu Miyad Hashem. The first thing a person has to understand and come to know is that everything that he has, his wealth, the wonderful shir that he gives, his talents, his children, everything that a person has in this world, that's all from Hashem. Which means that you've got to get out of this Koich HaVayit Tim Yodi Yoshin Lea Tachai Lazer. The Avoid Ha'al in his day, Jesus is the Avoid today, and everything going on in the world is coming to help us more and more get out of this Koich HaVayit Tim Yodi Yoshin Lea Tachai Lazer. How do you deal with that to bring a chili? Same question. There's a thing called ishtadlus. There's a mixture called ishtadlus. Hashem wants us to make ishtadlus. Why? We'll see we're going to it more in depth in the Sefer. There's a mixture called Kiddush Hashem. The way we do the mixture Kiddush Hashem, that's a thing called ishtadlus. The ishtadlus has nothing to do with the end result. What you're asking is, how do we avoid the danger of thinking that my status is actually causing the end result?
Right.
Okay, that's Yochus, Yochus Betochus. That is Yochus, again, touch with reality. That's what you get Musa say before, no Golan Musa.